Welcome to episode 13 of Nothing on the Radio. 13 is one penis and then two bent around penises to make the three.
It's not as clever as it was with.
I think that's a. I think that's the best one. That's the best penises I've done so far.
Three dicks.
That's exactly what I meant.
Oh, just you just heard some homeless man talk in the background.
We should probably introduce.
So Em's old housemate from several years ago, Mark, is here. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Hey, no worries.
Thanks for being here, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me.
This is another Christmas special too, by the way.
Sort of. Mark's sober. I made sure Mark wasn't too drunk. I don't, as chilled out as I seem, I don't want Mark to say anything too funny and steal my thunder.
Yeah. I'm just all hopped up on Red Bull and lollies.
Yep, sounds
and
good.
And heroin.
Yeah.
So if you come guest star, you get one free hit of heroin.
First one's free.
It's going to be a hell of a drive home.
Okay, so we'll go straight into a poo story. Em, you had a delicious poo story.
This actually only happened today with myself and my two current housemates, Jesse and Jeff. We were walking to go vote because today is vote day, and we decided to take their dog Monty with us, and Monty proceeded to snap one off. I think it's
Monty is a dog that attacked me last week.
Yes, Monty is that dog. So Monty snapped one off when we were walking down Maitland Road, and then I made the joke. They only had one bag to clean it up, and I made the joke, oh, imagine if she went again. And then she did, but it was like diarrhea all over the pavement, and to the point where Jeff literally turned around and ran down the street.
That's how a real man handles it.
I was like, I was holding Monty, and then I was like, Jess, you go inside and into the petrol station and grab a plastic bag or some water or something. And so she did. 2 seconds later, this guy came trotting along with his coffee, slipped in the diarrhea, went everywhere, and he was not happy. There's nothing I could do. I couldn't just like I should have probably stood guard over the diarrhea, but I was just like,
I think if you okay, if I slipped in someone's dog shit, I'd be furious at them.
Yeah.
If I slipped in their shit because they were sick, I'd probably feel sad and sorry for them. You know what I mean?
But Monty couldn't. Monty was sick.
But if you sorry, my dog's sick and it's shit everywhere, and you slipped in it, I'd be like, fuck, clean your dog's shit up. But if you went, sorry, I'm really sick, I'm dying, and I pooed on the sidewalk and you slipped in it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, right.
So I should have just said it was mine. Is that what you're saying? When he said to me, is that your dog? Because I should have been like, no. I should have just had my pants half pulled down.
You should have said, well, it's actually my housemate's dog, but that doesn't matter.
This is not related.
Neither here nor there, but he's over there. He's halfway down the street running.
This dog is innocent. I think you'll find eye shit here. Don't you feel bad?
My old mate running down the street. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
See that guy legging it?
Yeah.
Why else would you be running?
Anyway, that's the
actually there was that down in on the main road there.
Yeah,
because that is actually where I was hit on many years ago. Now
going to the dog park.
No. Okay, so in Newcastle,
you've been hit on twice.
Once by my wife, another by a homeless lady. No. So we were going. I was walking. Actually, had some mates from Sydney. We're going from the Snake Pit to the G, which was the gay bar in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the guys, don't worry, guys. It's a good pub. No one's going to just start cracking on to you. Mm-hmm. You know how straight guys can be about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't stress. You'll have a good time. And literally before I even got in the door, a bloke came out dressed in leather pants and a leather vest and a little leather hat.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, look at you, you big bear. And then we fucked.
Did you at least have a beard? Or like
no, but I was going, and I had a big pot of honey, so I was probably asking for
wearing a vest and no pants.
Yeah. had a red T-shirt on my dick out, and I went, oh, bother.
You're asking for it. You're asking for it.
That sounds like you're victim blaming right there.
He was there with his mate, a piglet and a rabbit.
Yeah, that's right. And we all had sex later on.
Oh, we've gone there pretty quickly.
Is that a menagerie à trois? Or?
Great. First joke's a pun. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I'll edit that later so it makes it sound like I said it.
Yes.
Now, we do talk about dating a lot, but it is a pretty funny subject. So, Mark, you're single as well?
Yeah.
I can't see why. He's a very handsome man.
I'm sure somebody's taught.
Do you want to put yourself out there now? Do you want to talk yourself up a bit?
just lie.
Yeah, no, I'm like
6'5",
6'5", 100 kilos, 12 inches.
12 inch, was that waist?
Waist, yeah, yeah. Waist, yeah.
Of course.
That's a little waist, actually.
On a waist trainer.
I'm actually built like a cartoon character.
Like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are both single.
Yeah.
Now, you both don't have children.
That's correct.
As far as...
Well, I have Asha.
Oh, don't yeah, start
no, but
thing.
Actually, the way she treats that fucking dog, mate.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I've dealt with
Mike
it.
Mike talked about
like,
it every
I've
day.
I've never witnessed a dog whine before until, like, Em moved in. Like, and she went to work one day, I was sitting at home. I was just in the backyard.
Because she missed her mother.
Because she smothered the fucking
thing. She mothers it so much, she goes, Mommy, feed me. Yeah.
That's exactly what she was doing.
Let me in bed, let me on the lounge.
And like, then I just took off my bra and went for it.
Yeah.
If I could breastfeed my dog, I would.
That would be quite the sight. Okay, if you want hints...
There's got to be a law against that, surely.
If you want hints for your Tinder profile... hobbies,
yeah,
interests and hobbies.
Interesting hobby. If I could breastfeed my dog, I would.
I'll breastfeed your dog. Oh.
Do you need a dog that needs breastfeeding?
Careful, I'll breastfeed your dog.
But I got two boobs and one dog. Do the math.
Yuck. Okay.
We won't even say anything about the cats.
So you there's more people now probably on Tinder.
They're not on Tinder.
Well, I don't know where I'm going here. There's a lot of people with children on Tinder.
Yeah.
Now, it's a hard thing. Do either of you prefer, like, I don't think anyone prefers to find a partner with children. Mm. Are you both open to the idea of, this is so stupid, would you fuck someone with kids? That's pretty much what the question
well, not
is.
Not if they're in the room.
Have
they got an iPod to distract them or something? Or, I
mean, not if the person you match with was in the room.
You're going to fuck the kids. Like,
oh,
you're,
God. Dude, we haven't talked about pedophile. We went 11 episodes without pedophilia and then 2 episodes in a row it's come up.
Hey, this is not my idea.
Okay, so with children, okay. Now,
I don't have a preference. Like, I don't seek DILFs, but yeah. I'm at the age now where where 5 years ago when I was on Tinder and I was living with Mark, I would have been like, nah, kids, no way.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, nah, it's part of the territory.
But, okay, imagine you go and hook up with a dude or a lady in your case, Mark.
Yep, thanks. Or clearing that up.
Or whatever.
Clear that up earlier in the show.
So, but you wake up. You go down to the lounge room and there's kids there and they want to sit with you, like, and watch cartoons.
Mm. Well, it depends on what cartoon it is.
Oh, jeez.
I have to make sure I put pants on first. And then...
Can you guys see why you're single?
A little bit.
What cartoons are we watching with the strange kids? Do I have to give them a bath? Are my pants on? I don't know. Are they on? Fuck. Thought I'd get some answers here and it's just... fucking pure nonsense. Okay. Am I getting paid to babysit? I don't understand the question. Where are my pants? Okay, so
well,
with kids though.
Yeah.
Would you prefer the kids to be younger, like sort of 10 and under, or older, like 15 and older?
Oh, I feel like if they're 15 and older, I'm dating like a 50-year-old, surely.
Well, we were talking about this earlier and changed... You change your hotspot?
My age. So on Tinder, you have an age bracket, and I had it set kind of mid-30s, and I changed it to early 40s.
Yeah, because there is an equation. Half your age plus 7 is how young you can go.
Yeah.
And we worked out the oldest you can go is take 7 away from your age and double it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So that means I could hook up with a 22-year-old. Like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, but no 22-year-old would hook up with you, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Mark.
Yes.
So, I think with guys it's easier. So, how old are you?
You're 38.
Oh, there's some city miles, aren't there?
Oh, mate, that's that hospital life, mate.
Had a rough gig. Mark's a chef. I will never let him cook for me because I can't imagine what he'd do to the food that I've...
I'd have to know it was for you first.
Pretty sure I told some stories on this show about what you've done to food.
What he suggested doing. So
what I've heard of people do.
Yeah, sorry. What do
you say? So you said you're 38?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 31 times 2, 62. Would you have a go at a 62-year-old woman if she was in decent shape?
It depends. Does she look like Carrie Anne Kennelly? Because yes. I wouldn't.
That is such a like, weird thing. Does she look Carrie? Yeah, she does. Nah. Okay, she doesn't. Like, yeah.
60 could
be, so wait. Like, and you'd sleep with any 62-year-old woman as long as she doesn't look like Carrie Anne Kennelly.
Better than what I'm doing now. I'm starting to not be picky anymore.
But the problem is then you could run into kids that are your age.
Yeah. Well.
Watching cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like Transformers or something.
Grandkids.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that I don't know. I don't know if I could date someone that had grandkids unless they had money. Okay. Grandkids and money rule each other out.
I'm saying this so matter-of-factly, but that is just disgusting.
It's like some thought.
If they were rich and they gave me money, then I'd fuck them.
And how old do I have to wait till the youngest grandkid turns 18 and then just move on?
Yeah, then go down the inheritance line.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Double dip.
You've already said yuck like 10 times.
Oh, because I feel like I'm dealing with 2M sitting opposite me, whose their train of thoughts is so fucking random. Is it Carrie Anne Kennelly? Yep, nah.
Okay. Oh, that was just the oldest bird I could think of that was like...
It's half decent looking.
Well, like, she's single now. Didn't her partner pass away?
Yeah, but he was dead long ago. He was just being the shell in the chair.
He was a Bernie, Weekend at Bernie situation.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did we get here?
Oh, well, this sort of goes into sugar daddies pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those out there who aren't aware, sugar daddies is when a lady hooks up with a bloke.
Yeah, and he funds her. That's it, he funds her. Like,
is it prostitution?
No, because, okay, so I know girls that have done this.
Yeah.
Personally, and they don't actually sleep with them.
Well
what do you spend money for?
Yeah, what's a guy doing?
The guy, they just want company. They want someone to have it on their arm at events.
Someone to take to the club. No.
Yeah.
Play someone the pokies.
Help
with.
On the pokies, yeah.
Oh, do the second slap and like the lucky slap and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, okay, so what? This really confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
So they hang out with them.
Yeah.
They get paid for it.
Yeah.
Don't sleep with them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay the night. They just...
No.
That sounds...
Kind of like what's happening here.
Biggest fucking... Except
no, but you said someone was getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the biggest crock of shit ever.
No.
If I had a sugar mama?
Sugar mama.
Sugar mummy?
Carrie Anne Kennelly.
Sugar Carrie.
Okay, just say I hooked...
If I
hooked up with Carrie Anne Kennelly, obviously Mark won't because in his eyes she's the most disgusting woman on earth for some reason.
No, that's Tracy Grimshaw.
If she was Tracy Grimshaw or Carrie Anne Kennelly,
Tracy Grimshaw is a saint. You leave her out of this.
If they were my sugar mamas, I would service them sexually.
Yeah,
it's the least you could do.
What
if they didn't want it?
Yeah,
they just want my company.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a big waste because I'm a dynamo.
You just can't. That's not part of the deal. It's written in the contract. You must fuck.
Yeah. But apparently there's an app. So like a Tinder sort of app, but for girls looking for sugar daddies and for sugar daddies looking for girls.
Yep.
I'm going to get amongst it. Should I? I'm doing it.
So basically they're after somebody to pay for the medical bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in your case, they just hanging out with you and paying for it. Oh, fuck.
What if I just didn't talk?
Mm.
You couldn't.
You, like in the last half an hour, you've farted and burped 30 times.
Yeah, way more confidently than imagine somebody that. Just had an Indian dinner should.
Imagine sitting there going, oh, I don't want to talk and ruin this, and just going, oh, I don't want to ruin this, and just letting all the gases escape your body.
Bloody leggings or ankles are swollen. Have you seen how much air's trapped in them?
Rolled my ankle at soccer, right?
It's swollen. Oh, that's not just.
I'm not talking anymore. Fuck you both. You're getting up on me.
I would love to hear you talking to your sugar daddy or bloated. But do you ask for the money? Can I have my money now?
Is it like a clock on, like a Bundy clock? Like as soon as you get there, you jump in with your signature.
Hourly rate. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not doing it. Not now.
That ruined the mystique.
Yeah. You guys are fucked.
I was going to do it. I don't think it's up to you to decide if you're going to do it. I think it's more up to the bloke who's going to pay you if you're going to do it. That's like me going, no, I'm going to get a sugar mama. I'm set. You can't change my mind. So I can fucking want that as much as I want. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. And I would sleep with Carrie Anne.
Is Megan older or younger than you?
I'm older by a month, thereabouts. Ooh. Yeah.
A sugar daddy.
Sometimes. Hot tip, never forget your wife's Mother's Day.
Oh, my God, you're a dickhead. This was tragic. That was absolutely tragic.
It was sort of like I knew, sort of forgot it was coming up, and it's not something I've had to worry about really until the last couple of years, and I've had my knee reconstruction, so I've been sitting at home for 2 weeks, and it just sort of came and went.
Yeah.
And then she was upset, and understandably, like I sort of blew her off. I was like, hey, I always get your presents. Forget about it. Fuck off. I didn't say fuck off.
Forget about it.
But she was pretty upset. But then I felt really guilty, so then I fucking bought heaps of shit. And then I got buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Because she's great, but...
Yeah.
Is she worth 6 presents?
Yeah. She worth $1,000?
Oh, my God, really?
So this Mother's Day just gone, not the very first one?
No, the one like a week ago. Oh, right. Yeah, so...
Well, in fairness, she's not your mum.
This is my argument. Charlie has yet to say... Yeah, Charlie didn't even say fucking thank you for a chocolate today.
Yeah, that was painful.
Yeah, I know. So I guess really it's Charlie's fault.
For being born? Well, how dare he? How dare he make her a mother?
Well, that's it.
A bit of a sidetrack. Oh, you were talking about rolling your ankle.
Yeah.
And that was at soccer, yeah.
Yeah, soccer training during the week. And it's my good ankle. So I've done my other ankle like 9 times and now I've fucked up my good ankle.
What? But you're just a bit of a fucking mess, though.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have any joints that are good?
I smoke some sometimes, but other than that.
Fuck, that was terrible. No, because you tried to segregate your team into Europeans and blacks and people of colour the other day.
So the teams had to be separated and there were no bibs, so it was just like black shirts v coloured shirts. Well, white, like whitish sort of shirts, and then... Said something about blacks v whites, and then.
And then you went, I meant people. I mean the shirts. I mean, where are you from? That's black enough.
It just doesn't work when there's actual people of.
People of colour is a funny word.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there.
I would say people of different ethnicities.
Yeah.
I find it people of colour to be too close to coloured people.
Yeah.
And I know the idea is like you don't say. Autistic person, you say person with autism. I sort of understand that, but I still find that people of colour are a funny term.
It just sounds like you're going out of your way to...
Yeah, like you could say Indian heritage, you could say African heritage, you could say Middle Eastern heritage. I don't know, I just find people of colour to be a bit strange.
Well, anyway, I made the call and then straight away regretted doing it, so...
The one coloured person in your thing?
Yeah, and I'm sure it was fine, it just went over everyone's head because no one listens to what I say anyway.
No one knows about your obsession with Hitler and Nazis.
Oh, no, they know. I was wearing my
I saw Rem t-shirt. Playing a bit of soccer the other day. And
oh, yeah, you came to watch me play.
She was getting warmed up and she got everyone to goose step around the oval.
Favourite part of the game is in the showers.
Remind me of the chambers? Is that what you mean?
Oh. Gee, no.
No, that's all right.
Well,
it's obviously what reminds you of. I think Mark was going down the looking at naked ladies, and then you went, I thought Jews. Yes. Oh,
I thought we were still on the Hitler path. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Little column A, column B sort of thing.
I'm sure they were naked.
So, what have we got here? Oh, Emily living.
Oh, me
inviting,
living.
Inviting. Oh, strike rate. Well, this is sort of probably up to you two guys. So, as I said, Mark and Em did live together. How long ago was it now? Probably 4 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Four. Yeah.
How long for?
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah. Now, Mark, you were saying you charged Em rent by the hour.
Yeah. Well, that was the deal with the room. It was just easy that way. We had to put a red light out the front.
Emily, you don't have to put out your red light.
Oh, God.
It wasn't all the time. It was just...
It was just most of the time.
Most of the time. Like, I mean, you've got to have an off day. Like,
yeah.
A girl's got to have a period.
Oh, God.
Straight in there. Oh.
This is where... This happens regularly. Like, I'll say a lot of things.
Yeah.
But Em will say that one thing that makes people like, will be listening, they'll be driving and like go,
crash their car.
Someone's just spat a latte on the window.
It's like. Just that one comment that's just enough for people to go, oh, I've given these guys 12 episodes, I can't do this anymore. I'm fucking stopping listening to this
13
shit.
Hitler references in
I said period,
weeks.
Get over it.
Do you know what periods are?
Yes, Lewis. I do.
Okay, so while you guys are living together, did either of you hear the other one actually doing it?
Not moaning or anything, because it'd be times where I'd be downstairs and
M's. What about sloshing noises?
Fucking hell, Louie.
I could have been talking about Mark.
We all know.
Guilty conscience.
Nah.
Like a horse drinking from a trough.
I've never asked this. Mark, did you ever hear me?
No. But there was like bed noises and
And him going.
There was a lot of crying, but I think that was mainly the guys that were in there.
Oh,
no, stop.
Lord, save me.
The door locked from the outside. And
really? I did save that place once.
It's like an escape room.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
You had to solve different puzzles to get out.
And you had M.
One of them was my vagina.
The biggest puzzle of all.
The key's inside.
Is it a vagina? Is it a penis? It's a puzzle. When I stayed there.
Mystery box.
When I stayed there, I was on the lounge downstairs, and M, for some reason, didn't have a blanket. So she just gave me 17 sheets. Sheet after sheet after sheet after sheet.
I said you could stay in my bed.
It was so...
I would have taken the 17 sheets.
It was so... It wasn't comfortable. It was so fucking heavy and wasn't like breathing. Imagine putting like... Have you ever had an x-ray and they've put like a lead vest on you? It's like sleeping in one of those. And then she had the fucking nerve to complain about my snoring.
Okay, Mark and I could hear you from upstairs. So
now, did you guys ever cook for each other?
No.
I don't think
so. No, I don't think so.
Despite
did you guys ever talk to each other while you were in the house?
No, that was the beauty of it. We didn't really see each other that much.
We had opposite shifts, actually, a lot of the time. So we didn't see each other for like days at a time.
Like ships in the night.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, you used to complain that Em would leave everything open. Doors, microwaves,
vagina.
Legs.
I was going to say, time,
God damn it. I was going to say legs, and you jumped in there and fucking stole it. What did Mark do that annoyed you, Em?
Considerate,
too friendly, too helpful.
Paid my rent.
No, did he? No. Oh, he was your sugar daddy.
Yeah. The chef was my sugar daddy.
Yeah, there was definitely no sex.
Okay, so
I'm starting to feel like I got gypped in this year. Whole year.
Well, you and Mark actually have the same problem.
What? We're good people that know you, that know a fucking scumbag. Yeah.
The snoring, you dicks.
Oh, right. So let me get this straight. So, Em, you were just a big fucking hot mess. And then Mark was just a saint.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, we're pretty well suited.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we're pretty well suited.
All right. So, Mark, I'm not sure we brought it up. You are a chef.
Yeah.
Fully qualified.
Fully qualified. 20 years last week.
Yeah, you put something up on Facebook about 20 years since you started your apprenticeship or something.
Yeah, so that was like 1999.
And,
Jesus Christ.
And you say you still struggle to cook a schnitzel properly.
Yeah, man, they're so hard.
Are you serious? Oh.
Mark likes to send them out medium rare and gets the shits from people. He's like, you don't fucking know what good cooking is.
Yeah.
Nice it's and
gourmet,
pink.
Like.
Gourmet.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite dish to cook?
Oh, fuck off. That's like the worst question to ask a chef.
Really?
Worst question to ask bad chefs. Oh, I'm fucking bad at them all. Yeah. What do you mean? I can't boil a potato. Fuck off.
That's why I do breakfast now, mate. Can't really fuck up eggs too much.
Oh, yeah, you can. Well, I'm fucking never going to go breakfast with you. Here they are, poached eggs, and they're just a fucking rock hard piece of shit on the toast.
Oh, mate.
Don't order poached eggs.
This is my smashed avocado.
Do you want dry scrambled eggs or wet ones?
Wet ones.
Yeah. Well.
Is that what you mean by the
poached? I thought that was a diarrhea term, wet scrambled eggs. No?
No.
No. And we were trying to hit you up to be like, what's the worst thing you've done to like a customer's food, hoping you'd be like, oh, I fucked the sandwich once.
Put pubes in it.
And then he's like, nah, I wouldn't do that. I'm very professional.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I did once do a poo. And didn't wash my hands. No, he didn't say that.
No.
Let's not get that guy.
Sorry, Mark.
Let's not ruin Mark's career.
We haven't said where I work.
You work
where I used to work.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you've all eaten there.
Soup kitchen. Oh, a funny story about a soup kitchen. There's one in Newcastle.
Why do you have a funny story about a soup kitchen?
Well, my brother Sam thought he lived near a local cafe called the Olive Branch.
Yeah.
But it was actually a soup kitchen for homeless people. Mm. Yep. He walked in there thinking he was going to get brunch, and they all sort of looked at him. And he looked around and was like,
Yeah.
And he just got his lunch and left.
it's a place over at Wickham. From the outside, it looks like a cafe.
Yeah.
That's where the salvos like train homeless people or whoever.
Train homeless people to be the best homeless people they can.
I was going to say, train.
Where do you sleep? Cooking still no, sleep. Not in a bed, under the bridge.
Where do we sleep? On the streets.
Who do we bother? Everyone. Yeah. How much money do you have? None.
Well, good. You're not getting any copies of The Big Issue then.
Oh, come yeah.
Come back when you got 50
bucks. Do
they
sell that in Newcastle?
Doesn't Mark sell?
Not anymore. I've sold out, mate.
No, it's not that guy. I can sell it to Wash. Get it to Wash. Sold a wiggy.
I don't get too...
What was that, Louis?
I don't know. That was my, I guess, ramblings of a homeless man. Yeah.
$2 on your visa.
So, look, we can all talk about this. Probably Mark especially. Sexy foods.
Mm.
So, I guess some foods are apparently sexy.
Yep. Like your strawberries with chocolate.
Yeah, or your...
Whipped cream.
Or your zucchinis in the bum.
Yes. Very romantic.
Now,
limp celery across the face.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to mute Mark's mic. Fuck, that's hard to say. Okay, so obviously you got some foods that you would never consider sexy. Bread, I wouldn't imagine it's very sexy.
No.
But would you use food in the bedroom? Now, we'd probably say yes. Strawberries and chocolate, that's probably all right.
I have.
Really?
I've used whipped cream.
Yeah, that's...
Only because we made too much and needed to get rid of it.
Made too much what?
Whipped cream.
Oh, you like out of just, a bowl?
You just specifically...
Wait. I understand whipped cream out of a can. How did you put it on each other?
Just scooped it out of the Thermomix that's bowl.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Fuck, you can do anything in the Thermomix, can't you?
This is actually just an hour-long ad for Thermomix.
If we can cook it, you can fuck with it.
I've also used ice cubes.
Yeah, but that's not food.
I know that's not
food.
I've
listened
to
Ice Cube. I haven't really. You can do it. Put your back in the one of the girls went, yeah, yay, but other than that.
So, strawberries, yes. Whipped cream out of a can, yes. Not out of a fuck. That's just turning up with a fucking bucket of whipped cream.
There was too much whipped cream and it had to be used.
Yeah, but that's like going, oh, well, there was too much mashed potato and it had to be used.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I wouldn't mind mashed potato in the bedroom, actually. There's much worse food.
I would suck anything if it had mashed potato on it.
Suck anything. This is where homeless men need to come back into it. Oh, yuck. Let's not talk about sucking homeless men's penises covered in mashed potato. You're fucked, man. Okay, so you're saying yes to mashed potato, whipped cream out of a fucking container.
Yep.
That's so lame. Let me just get the spoon out and put a dollop on.
No, I don't eat meat.
As long as it doesn't need chewing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chewing's probably the big thing.
That's a really good point. But I've heard that oysters are an aphrodisiac. Now, I don't eat meat or seafood. So have you guys ever tried that? Is that true, Mark? Do you know anything about that?
It doesn't get me going. I'm not much of a seafood eater, but I've eaten oysters and the last thing I feel get, like doing is...
No?
Yeah, no.
I think maybe the texture and everything like that and their exotic maybe started it.
Yeah.
But I don't see them as a sex thing.
Who goes down to who first discovered you could eat an oyster?
It's just some brave sharp prick.
Freaking thing on a rock.
Who discovered you could eat any kind of animal?
I think I would have fucked it before I ate it.
Oh.
Well, it's the same. The guy discovered you could drink milk probably did a lot of sus shit that you didn't know about.
Yes.
Well, all you do is bloody put some mashed potato on those teats and Emmett suck them away. This is good. There's mashed potato and, if you guys didn't know, there's milk in these. I've coined that term.
Milk in the potatoes.
No.
Okay.
You ever used food in the bedroom?
I don't think so. I've been bloated in the bedroom from food.
I've thrown up in the bedroom.
Really?
Oh, just when I'm hungover. You always threw up in my bedroom the other day.
No, I'm talking about you've got a bloke in there hooking up and then you just go...
Oh, have you seen there's some disgusting porn shit with... Is that
vomiting
too far?
And gagging. Oh, no, we can talk about gag. Oh, it's a weird thing where it's let's go as deep as we can with penises.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Name your sex tape.
What's that?
Nothing.
And then, I don't know what you said. I'll hear it back later.
Yeah.
until, yeah, you gag and there's sometimes vomiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No, anything, like I think it was saying.
Any bodily fluid.
Talking about the urination and that, anything with bodily fluids.
Yeah, feces, urine.
Mark's probably massively into it. And it's just
going. No, just shit on me. Like, right on the chair.
I'm going to cut that little bit of audio there.
Cleveland steamer, I think the term is.
Oh, my God. Well,
you ask for an opinion, you get it. There is.
I've heard of one, the maneuver is called the glass bottom boat. And that is where you slide under a coffee table, a glass one, and then the other person does their business on top of the coffee table. So you can see it all like you would in one of those glass bottom boats when you look in the ocean.
See, I'd never heard anybody refer to that, but as soon as you just said it, it just
makes. But it's, you know what it is? It's all the fun, none of the mess. I don't know if it's much fun.
Someone's got to wipe the table.
Yeah, the maid.
The sugar.
Oh, Mr. Lewis. Yeah. That's my mate.
That's how you earn money, being like a what's the term if they're the sugar daddy? What are you?
Chef.
Emily.
Emily, you clean up the table. There's shit on it again.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't be my first time.
Okay, let's move along.
It's title of your sex tape.
Okay, so we've got here, what annoys you most? What were you writing? When you write that down, what were you hoping for?
Oh, I was talking about Mark and he's like, is this something that people do all the time or ask? Like, because I'm a gluten-free vegetarian at a restaurant. I must piss
your
chefs
shit
off.
When you were vegan, you were worse.
Yeah, well.
But that's just in general. I mean, everybody's entitled to their thing, I guess, but yeah, it's just fucking annoying.
I know, because I guess this is where people don't know, is that if someone asks for gluten-free, you have to cook it carefully to avoid any contamination of gluten products.
Like, technically, so it's got to be in an area where there's no chance, and you just can't guarantee that in a commercial kitchen unless you are a specific gluten-free place.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's just, it's not practical.
So will people ask for gluten-free shit and then?
All the time, like, but it's always bread, and it's like, so I'll have a hamburger, but we've got like beer battered fries that go with it. Oh no, the chips are fine.
Yeah.
But there's gluten in the fucking fries.
Yeah.
So, look, I can.
No, chips are fine. The doctor says that's right. It's just the bread. It's the bread I've got to cut back down on.
My wife's going to be listening to this going, well, this isn't fair. Because Megan's what's considered gluten intolerant. Where
that's a totally different thing. That's a legitimate thing.
Oh, and I guess that's where this is where she'll say it. She'll be like, look, I won't die from gluten. I just try to avoid it if I can. So you don't have to change the way you cook and stuff like that.
But like, so starting like 20 years ago, there was no one that would come in. All that. We had one lady and she'd bring her own little bag of flour, like corn flour. And she goes, look, if you use any sort of, because she'd always get the fish. She goes, if you use any flour for the fish, like, can you use this instead of that? She was totally lovely.
I think
lovely.
It's only just kind of been discovered, like people are realizing what it is in the last 20 years.
Yeah, but it's also like just a go-to move from the doctor as well. Have you tried cutting out gluten?
Yeah.
All right, do that first, see what happens. And then they take that away and say, oh, no, I'm celiac now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not. You just.
I've had the cameras shoved down my throat and up the other way to prove that I can't have gluten.
I thought you were talking about
porno or something. Sounds the worst porno I've ever seen.
Oh, it had nothing to do with diagnosing me.
This isn't some bloke's garage. Like,
I'm just talking about what I did last week.
That would be a fetish for someone, I'm sure.
Yeah, surely.
Do the cameras eventually see each other?
Okay,
I hope so.
They go bump, and they go, nope, all good, all clear. Because apparently we are human donuts. There is a hole that runs from our mouth to our bumhole. Well,
surely. How else does stuff get in and
that's
out?
That's why I like to eat a bit of string and then it just slowly goes through. Yeah. And I floss.
I wonder if someone's done that.
I floss myself.
Well, I've seen them.
Oh, like, I feel sick just thinking about that.
I've seen like, people with their sinuses and stuff like that, where they suck like a noodle or something through the eye and it comes out of the mouth and just.
Oh, I've got
tear ducts and stuff like that. But
if I'm eating things now and again, if I breathe funny, I'll get it caught in the back of my throat. I did it with watermelon, and then like 4 hours later, I went and watermelon. something else, and rat. Turns out I'd ate rat.
I don't remember eating that. Oh, how long's he been in there?
Cheers.
So I've got to think about what annoys me most. Fuck, that's a
what big grinds list. Your gears, Louis?
Heaps of things. I couldn't even start.
So
now.
Many things.
I think we. Oh well, you
I'm
know
one
what?
Of them.
We can talk about voting. So. Obviously, the federal election was today.
Mm.
Liberal have retained power, for better or worse.
I don't understand.
But either way, going to the polling booth is always a bit of fun. Sometimes you go somewhere and they're pretty chilled out. What do you mean?
It's a bit of fun, is it?
Well, no, I mean, it's not fun. But we were saying this before. So if you turn up and you sort of walk with purpose, the guys out the front will generally leave
you alone. The guy was walking to the polling booth with purpose when he slipped in the dog shit today that I was walking. He was walking with some fucking purpose.
He was so proud of democracy and leaving his vote and he's bam, covered in dog shit.
That he was going to vote for the Animal Rights Justice Party, then he's like, fuck this.
Fuck that. There's a Fraser running.
Mark, you just said you just turned up with a shirt with a big swastika on it and everyone just left you alone.
Yeah, it's just like saying hi to everybody.
Hi, all. As I said, though, I think if I was at a polling booth, I'm like, fuck, and I meant to talk to everyone. And even if you were like Fraser Anning or One Nation and a bloke walked in with a swastika t-shirt, you'd have to go, oh, I can't talk to him.
Because you don't want to hand him your brochure. You don't want the guy with a swastika shirt to be walking around holding like a brochure of yours.
No, and then get a quick selfie?
Yeah.
Can I get a selfie? Oh, no.
Because you know the cameras are going to be pointed at him.
Yeah, I know.
It just seems like a chaser thing. So just, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Go into your swastika and just hold on One Nation pamphlets.
It could be
then,
hard.
Then give them to people while you're in there voting. Like,
yeah.
Could be hard to get a swastika t-shirt, though.
You can get anything on eBay.
Oh, fuck.
Sounds like somebody.
That is one of those things, if you bought a swastika t-shirt, would permanently put you on the watch list.
Do you remember, didn't Prince Harry dress up as like a Nazi?
Oh, yes, he did for a party.
They're related to them.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but still. Where did he get it? Ask him.
His grandfather's closet.
Oh, my God, probably.
I like playing dress-ups.
Now, you wrote MasterChef up here.
Yeah, only because I thought Mark would be like, I love that show.
I love that show, all these people that actually aren't chefs going on and then eventually working in our industry and have no idea what they're doing. All they've done is work with Hess and Blumenfold and make floating fucking cakes. They don't know how to cook a schnitzel. Or a parmigiana. Here's the million-dollar question. Chicken parmigiana, does it have ham, cheese, and tomato sauce, or just cheese and tomato sauce?
Traditionally, it'd be just the tomato sauce and cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate. I'm so sore if I order a parmigiana and there's no ham on it.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. That's what annoys me. It's the only thing in the world that annoys me.
There is a special name for it, but I forgot not that long ago. But there's like a variation on that. It just depends on where you are. But more often than not, every place that I've had that's had a parmy on, it's been just tomato sauce.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about
not,
that.
Not tomato sauce. It'd be a proper roasted tomato thing you make, like a nap sauce.
So you want everything.
Sorry about that weird break then. When Mark told me that ham shouldn't come on parmigianas, I reached across the room and killed him. So he won't feature on this episode anymore.
R.I.P. Mark.
No, in all honesty, actually, that was recorded last night. This is the next day, and Mark has since left. Thanks, Mark. But, we just wanted to get rid of you. Keep bringing us all down.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, let's talk about fears. I guess fears and phobias. So you were saying you're scared of cockroaches.
I'm terrified of cockroaches. And have you seen it when they fly?
No, I haven't seen. I think I may have, but they don't fly a lot.
Yeah, they just do it around me. So when I moved into my place when I lived two houses ago, we did one of those things where you spray. And this is like something from hell, right? I'm not joking. Three nights within 1 week, I woke up with a cockroach on my face.
But that's if you're really grubby, cockroaches. And I mean, I had some chocolate cake before I went to sleep.
But it's like they could smell. They knew that I was the one that called the guy to come in and spray them. So they were like.
I still think if cockroaches are regularly landing on your face during the night, there's something wrong with you.
Mm. See, I'll even.
Do they hang around your bum a lot as well? I don't know what to do.
That's where they colonize.
Oh, I'm not going to clean my bum and face just for the cockroaches.
I do not care about spiders. I'll pick up a spider and put it outside.
What about rock spiders?
It's a rock spider.
It's a pedophile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't believe we've brought it up again this episode. Yeah, for some
reason. Don't say we.
I can't believe you've been talking about pedophiles so much. No, rock spider is a term for a pedophile.
Okay, fantastic. What about you? What are you scared of? Rock spiders?
Oh, rock spiders. talking about scared of pedophiles, I don't think I can be scared of pedophiles now. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
You have a child, though.
Oh, but I'm not. Charlie, he can look after himself.
Getting a job next week.
I'm just wondering, yeah, can you be afraid of pedophiles when you're a man? I think this came up the other week.
Sorry, I didn't really think about that.
When I was like, is it molestation if I was giving a guy a hand job at the pub and I didn't like it?
But I said it depends if they know about it or not. So what are you saying? That pedophiles, as long as a kid knows about it. Oh, my God. No, can we change? We're talking about fears.
Scared of the show getting cancelled. No, I don't love heights.
You don't love them?
Yeah, but there's nothing that I go, oh, I just cannot deal with that. Like, I'll, with heights, like, if I know I'm safe, I'm fine.
Yep.
So that's not like I look at a window and go, oh, my God. I'm like, well, no, I'm behind a window.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy? There was, it was a, he was on like a very high floor in a building and they had these unbreakable glass windows. And he was proving it that...
Is it like the Titanic is unsinkable?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks for ruining the story. But, yeah. So, but what he did, he was proving to his staff that you can't break the windows. And he ran full pace at the window and it didn't break. The window didn't break. The whole window came out of its like...
Oh, my God.
Out of its thing and he just died. Which is fun. I don't know.
So, well, if you're going to run full pace at a window, you deserve that death.
Yeah, I'm not going to go, I feel pretty safe up here. I'm just going to run at this window.
I'm just going to check.
I don't really think I've got any other fears.
My dad's in the Navy and he once took me on board a submarine and I didn't know I was claustrophobic until I was on board that submarine.
Mm. It's funny because you and the submarine are quite, you've got a lot of similarities.
Yes.
Both full of semen. talking about semen. Okay, I don't know why this came up. Let's move away from fears. I don't have any fears. I'm not even scared of dying. I don't want to die though. So, but no real fears. But moving on a bit, let's talk about I don't know why I thought about this before. Harder versus deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? Okay, you would have said to a bloke, "Well, this is weird." Harder.
Yeah.
Okay. It's common enough when during the heat of the moment, women will say harder, meaning, you know, let's have sex harder.
Yeah.
Have you ever said deeper?
No, only because I know that...
We're not secretly hiding 6 inches of dick?
Yeah. Yes. They're not holding back, hopefully.
It hasn't happened to me recently. In the past, someone has said it. And I just remember thinking like, well, what else the fuck am I meant to do? Yep. Like, it's like me fucking you going, oh, get tighter. And you're like, well, this is it.
Yeah, see, I think that's offensive for a girl if you say a girl isn't tight enough.
But imagine, like, going for it and going, oh, this is really good. Just a bit tighter, please.
But girls can, like, you just do your Kegel exercises.
Oh, and you do the clenching.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'm doing it right now.
You could. Oh, great. You always manage to ruin a topic. That's 9 hours of Kegels. Now, this is sort of on the same track. So, years back, I was just seeing a girl on and off. But she made a joke about me having a small penis. It was a joke. It was very funny. Mm-hmm. But I then made the joke going, oh, well, it's not fair. You say I've got a small penis. It's actually you've just got a very wide vagina.
Yeah.
And she was really offended by it. But then she said something. I can't remember the exact term, but she was like, oh, that's not fair. I'm like, well, you literally just, it's the exact same thing you said to me, but for you. And yeah, but I've actually got a deep cervix. She said, I don't know the exact term, but she was like,
doesn't even make sense.
And then, but then it was like me having to console her for 20 minutes that I fucking wasn't that upset about the
prove that
width
it wasn't.
And or depth of her vagina.
Yeah, so that's double
what
standards.
What I had to do in the end, I put a finger in there and I said, you see? I said, I put another finger in there. Then I put three.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put four.
Yeah.
Then I slid my whole hand in there.
Yeah.
Then I slid my other hand in there and I went, I can't even clap in here. See how tight it is? That's a joke, but I've told it. So that's how tight she was. Couldn't even clap in there.
I have nothing to say. I literally have nothing.
Yeah, so have you ever... Oh, have you, has a guy
yeah,
ever...
had someone clap inside you.
Round of applause, please.
Standing ovation.
There's another joke about, she thought, oh, it's a joke about a woman thought, she saw, she's, a guy was going down on
You're
her.
You're having a stroke.
Yeah, she thought, he thought. She thought the bloke said something twice, but he said, no, it's an echo. Actually, but back on that, have you ever told a bloke, well, have guys ever asked you, oh, God, is my dick like good size?
Oh, my God. So I would say it was every guy.
Really?
Yes.
I've never asked you. I mean, what do you think of this? Is it good or great?
Every guy that I've slept with. No, they seem to have an obsession with, like, they just want this ego boost, this reassurance, like, is my dick okay? And 90% of the time you're lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You say 90% of dicks you don't like. Fuck. 90% of the time I say it's fine, but it's not.
No, but it's something like, I've never said to a guy, what do you think of my vulva?
Vagina. Oh, really?
What's your opinion on it? Like, never. I don't think any girl would really do that, whereas guys seem to be obsessed with what their dicks are like.
Also, I think one way to look at it, though, on coming from a guy's point of view, I think there'd be more variation in penis size than there would be in vagina tightness.
I actually went on a Tinder date a while ago, and the guy pretty much demanded that I show him all the dick pics that I've been sent just so he could feel better about himself.
Why? Because he was little or?
No, I don't think so. Like, I don't know. I didn't actually know. But it was really weird because he's just like, I just want to, because you were saying that you get dick pics and some of them are like chodes and some are really big knobs. And I was like, he was desperate to look. I'm like,
I guess a lot of it comes back to watching porn and the guys who got massive dicks and that, which probably gives a lot of guys. Issues with thinking they're too small. But apparently the average is about 5 to 6 inches hard from what I've been told. But worldwide, the biggest are the men from the Congo in Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it bad that when you talk about...
Em's jotting this down. And where in Africa is the Congo?
How much are flights this time of year?
What's that called? Sex tourism. Yes.
No, whenever you talk about inches and stuff, I automatically just picture a Subway sandwich. Like, that's what I go to do all my measuring. When you were like 6 inches, I was like,
well,
yeah, six inch.
You think, but there was, I think it was an Australian, it was an Australian post. It must have been a couple of years back. Someone bought a Subway footlong. Footlong is 12 inches.
Fucked it.
Fucked it and then took it back. Fucked it, then ate it and complained about it. No, took it home, measured it. It was 11 inches.
What?
Yeah, and there was a big uproar about it.
See, that's just typical male. It must be done by a male.
Yeah.
Lying about their size.
See, I've always told everyone I had a 12-inch penis, but it could be 11 inches. And that's why I've been worried.
Just watch where you're swinging that thing, Roy.
So 5 to 6 inches is about half a sub.
Yeah.
Apparently that's about average, but you get, that's what I mean. But then there are guys who have micro penises.
And then there's the width issue.
Yeah. So this is what I mean. But I don't think there's any condition out there where women are like, oh no, it's just a gaping big well. You know what I mean? I have what's known as well vagina.
But then some guys talk about, and I don't know, girls talk about too, like flap sizes. Is this too far?
Flap sizes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe to an extent. They'd have to be pretty long, I think, to be noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, and then...
like the size of a chipolata, one might say.
No, but chipolata is a reference. What Em's bringing up, I don't know how this came up many years back. I don't remember the context to it, but I said
It's imprinted in my brain.
I just remember saying, oh, you've probably got a clitoris the size of a chipolata.
No, it's actually how you introduced me to somebody else that we'd both first met.
Oh, really?
Standing around in a circle, you're like, oh, this is Emily. She has a clitoris the size of a chipolata. Literally out of fucking nowhere. And I was like, what the fuck?
So that's where she gets the nickname, Chipper. Yeah. Let's talk about ghosting.
Yes.
So this is it's strange. So ghosting, we'll talk about ghosting, is where you hook up with someone, or don't even necessarily hook up.
Mm.
It's when you...
I've recently learnt.
Yes. Have an interaction with someone. I guess it's usually going to be positive, or they make plans, whatever it might be, and then suddenly just cut off contact entirely. Yep. I don't get it, but I think you're on the same boat as me. I would just be like, hey, thanks, not interested, yeah, catch you later.
Which I've done, just been like, sorry.
Yeah.
Although, in saying that, I tried to do it to a guy a little while ago.
Didn't get it?
Didn't fucking get it. Like, I don't know how many more times I could say I wasn't interested and no, to the point where I just had to leave. Literally leave.
I know some girls and some guys really love the chase and some girls really love to be chased.
Yeah.
And that can be, that can, if you're a guy and you had a couple of relationships where you did have to do a lot of chasing, then you can get this in your head like, oh, well, they'll say no, but then they will eventually say yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's so hard because I know there are girls out there where if you go, if they go, I'm not interested, you go, okay, no worries, catch you later. They'll be like, oh, you could have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're sort of fighting, losing.
Well, you obviously didn't like me because you didn't try.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, fuck, just tell me yes or no.
Yeah.
What? So ghosting's bad. I don't think we're going to have an argument here because I think it's weird. Just tell people what you're thinking.
Yeah.
The other one that I want to talk about is stealthing. Now, this is fucking bizarre. So stealthing is when you're having sex with someone and then you take the condom off mid-sex and finish without it.
And the girl generally doesn't know about this.
Apparently, yeah. Well, if you, that's why it's stealthy.
Yes.
You don't go, stealthing. going into stealth mode. This is crazy to me to be like, girl says put a condom on, you do it.
I feel like it's not rape.
No, it's definitely sexual assault.
But it's something, isn't it?
It's definitely, it is classed as sexual assault.
Yeah.
And it should be. But like, I can't imagine what would go through the guy's mind to be like, oh, sweet, I've picked up this chick for a one night stand. Oh, let's get her pregnant.
Yeah. Let's just test. I mean, she said she didn't have any STIs, but I'm just going to check.
Yeah, let's just, I'll hopefully knock her up. I know there's a difference in feeling, but I think it's minimal. Like,
you'll feel pretty different if you have a kid for the next 8
years.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Oh, the sex was good, but this kid.
Fucking hell. Worth it,
18 years.
I'd good stealth again.
Oh, it's a really bad stealth, though. I guess that also brings up contraception.
Mm.
And would you... Because there is... They have tested male contraception. There's always like... There's a lot of people get upset that like, oh, it's always up to women to take the pill and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They've only just started releasing or work on releasing a tablet for men. They did do one in the past. I looked this up. Apparently... There were super bad side effects. There were men like never getting erections again. A whole bunch of the people killed themselves.
Was that the contraception though? They just can't get erections?
No erections in their bed. No sex.
No erection, no baby.
Now, but would you trust a guy to go, yeah, no, I took the pill this morning?
No, well, that's the thing. We complain about it all the time. There's no fucking, like I forget sometimes. So there's no fucking way I trust a guy who, like, no offense, but not as good at life.
And especially if they were in that heat of the moment and you were like, I don't have your protection. You could imagine a lot of guys just going, I'm on the pill.
Yeah.
Always have been.
If guys had to carry the babies, then they'd be a bit more.
Well, talking about something along those lines, I don't want to say his name. You know who he is, but an acquaintance of mine had testicular cancer.
Uh-huh.
And when he had operations and blah, 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 he's fine now. But when he orgasms, he doesn't come. Nothing comes out.
Really?
Yeah. So he can just do what he... I mean, he can still catch STIs, I guess.
Is this the perfect man?
If you met him, no, he's not. He is... I wish I could say his name. He frustrates me. Don't get me wrong. You have a good time. He can frustrate the fucking hell out of me.
Kind of sounds like you're talking about yourself.
It's me. But surprise. Yeah, so he, and this is apparently quite common, he will orgasm and nothing will come out. And then he can go again really quickly after that.
Like a chick.
Yeah. But apparently as well, and this is what someone told me years back. It was a friend's boyfriend. This is like 10, 12 years ago, something like that. He said he had figured out a way where he can orgasm without ejaculating. Apparently, it's a thing. Apparently, they are two different things.
Sounds like
things.
Something you'd go to like some retreat for a week for and work out how to do it.
If I could do it,
if it was that easy, like I'm sure the government would be funding that shit for men by now, because that's.
I don't think that's a government thing to worry about.
No, I'm just taking the piss as a feminism point of view.
I just think I think that's awesome. If you could somehow separate the two. Oh, you're still relying on the bloke to separate the two, though, aren't you? No, I imagine that. I don't need protection. I've actually done some tantric relaxation.
Yeah,
exercises.
That's what I feel like. Yeah.
And when I orgasm, I don't physically ejaculate. And you go, oh right, and then bam, come.
Yeah, that's if somebody said that to me on like a first date, I'd be like, first red flag.
But what were you saying about red flags?
That I don't seem to be attracted to guys that don't have at least four red flags.
Makes them exciting.
I can't help it. It's instinct.
You want to fix them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to sing James Blunt songs to them. Do you sing a song about fixing you? Is that Coldplay? I think we're done for this episode. This episode seems to have taken weeks and weeks to get through.
I know.
Thanks again to Mark for coming in and having a chat. Once again, thanks everyone for input and whatnot. If you do give me ideas and I don't talk about them straight away, don't take it to heart. It's just like trying to fit it in and with the stuff we talk about or trying to build on the ideas you guys give us. Anything you want to add, Em?
No.
Oh,
just
you wanted to thank your housemate, Jeff, or something.
It was Jeff's 30th birthday this week, so I wanted to say happy birthday to him. He does actually listen. Yeah. He's a listener of ours, all three of them.
A lot of criticism as far as I can tell. Fuck you, Jeff. We're doing the best we can. I don't even care if you don't listen anymore.
Off, Jeff.
All right, well, thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll try to do it again next weekend.
Sounds good. Bye.